Live from Gary's basement in South Bend, Indiana, it is, once again, Spitballs of Fire.
Fire!
I'm going to be a
It's July 26th on a Friday. A little cloudy out, but that's all right.
Really? We're doing weather
now? Not cloudy in our souls, right?
It's cloudy in my soul.
Oh.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Oh, yeah, well.
Well, now I'm just hungry.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, well, what was
I'm
that?
Hungry after all this
about,
liquor.
It was about 20 seconds in and Matt already referenced
food. Yeah, already referenced food, yep.
I like it.
Timestamp it.
Yep.
Moving on.
All right, well, you know, glad to be back, guys. Sorry for the delay. We're going to try not to put too much space between episodes.
Go an entire month?
Yeah.
We had a lot of what have yous going on.
We're going to try tomorrow, Gary.
Tomorrow.
Me and you go to the beach?
Yeah, we're going to the beach.
Even though the weather's not looking too great.
Man, that's
right now.
Not happening for me.
As long as it doesn't rain, then I'm good. Even if it's like overcast, we can still play the fuck out of some volleyball.
Yeah. So you mentioned something yesterday about being cloudy out is a higher chance of you getting burned?
Yes. Yeah.
What scientific journal are you referencing?
It's
journal
fact. Scientific
ass.
Fact. Because when
Snopes.
You got if it's clear day out, you got the UV rays coming in, you get a nice little suntan going on, you know, you got some SPF like 15 going on.
No.
You know, you women with some bronzer on and shit.
No.
Oh, I like where you're
okay.
going with this.
Well, when it's cloudy out, think about it. Clouds. What makes up clouds?
Water.
What happens when like sunlight goes through water or any light?
It refracts.
It does. But it also like intensifies it or whatever.
Really?
You're more likely to get burned.
It's a magnifying glass.
Yes. You're more likely to get burned when the clouds are out. I don't like that face you're making.
I'm just going to go ahead and say...
Wow.
Maybe.
I don't think Matt knows what to do. He's on the other side of the
right.
bullshit meter.
I'm not... No, I believe you when you say you have a higher chance of getting burned, but the reason I've heard this behind it because UV is a higher form of radiation than ambient light and thermal energy. So, like, you don't feel the heat of the sun, so your body's not registering. You know what I'm trying to say.
Registering.
Hold on, let's rewind that.
I still can't do it.
Registering.
It does not matter. Anyways, so, like, you're still getting the UV like you were talking about because that's a ultraviolet. That's on the high end, the higher spectrum than just like the normal light.
Oh, is that what UV stands for?
Oh yeah, it does. So
we're learning, people.
You're still
we
getting
are learning.
That. You're still getting that, but you're not feeling the direct heat of the sun. So you're kind of not keeping track. That's where I got the whole. I just don't think it acts like a magnifying glass because water will scatter light.
It's also true, but. It's one of those things that, like, you grow up just hearing, you know? Like the earth
yeah,
is,
I never heard
earth
that clouds
round.
Were a magnifying glass, though.
Well, not really, like a magnifying glass. It's just...
It intensifies it.
Hey, you know what? Let's agree to disagree, and let's move on.
Moving on!
Matt, you are not going to the beach because you are going to be poisoning the mind of a young child, right?
Yep.
a one-year-old?
No, he's older than one.
Is he really?
Yeah. His birthday was last March.
So he's 1 month
plus,
or 1 year plus.
Plus, I'm not one of those guys to be like, oh, he's a 16-month.
So, yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
So when people ask
if you're that
my
person,
age,
don't do that.
Like, well, isn't your birthday in April? So
he's
that
one.
Technically, right.
you got
me in 26.
You
yeah,
got me on the corner.
He's 1 year old.
He's one. He's completed one full rotation of the earth.
Can we all agree on that, though? People that are like, my child, he's 16 months. Blah blah. It's like no.
I hope, like, when I was five,
what's,
my mom
what's
was
the,
like,
what's
oh, he's only 60 months old, and he's
the
already
the cutoff is
old.
11 months, and then once you hit 12
yeah,
months, that's
one
a year.
Well, I think people do that because they still do, like, toddler and infant clothes by months.
Yeah, I guess
until,
society is what
yeah,
really is.
Until you hit that
is bringing that down.
Boys
I mean, what sounds better? I've been 1 year sober, or I've been, like, 14 months sober? What sounds better?
Why does it have to be impressive? And why would I see here's my thing, like
none of us are sober, so I don't know why you brought that up.
Truth.
I'll be sober tomorrow, sometime. Later in the day.
Right, but we don't have coins that we're carrying around.
I got change. But not, I know what you're saying.
But anyway,
I'm making light of a serious situation.
So it's your brother's kid. Yeah. When are you? Are you his godfather?
No.
Does he have a godfather?
No. Because none of us are religious.
So what happens when, if something happens to both of them, though?
I take care of them. Because I don't need someone to designate me to take care of my own.
Oh, so you, but you are.
I'm not small-minded like certain religions. Moving on.
It has nothing to do with religions.
I know,
but
I know. Those are just a stupid jab. Stupid man.
When do you think that you're going to have to fight him for dominance?
I won't. I'll just yield. Because by then, I won't give a fuck. Because I hardly give a fuck now. Yeah. The only person I would fight for dominance would be my own brother. If he was this, if he was to walk up to me and say it's on, I would drop everything and to, and assure him that it was not on. It was never on and never could be on.
Oh.
Whatever on may be.
Just make sure, you know, just in case he gets lippy ever again.
Well, yeah, he might need a baseball bat or something once. Once.
Oh, my
God.
He's going to
be big. Like, he's going to be bigger than me. He's going to be a big, big man one day.
For sure, we had the whole, like, brother talk last.
We did, but we were talking about, we were talking about Matt possibly raising a child. I just thought I'd want to bring that up.
Well, it's not a possibility.
Yes, I mean, it is.
I guess I would
it's
just,
in the realm
I would,
of possibility.
I guess I would find the money to send him to, like, a military boarding school. Or maybe, like, I would
so
go,
he could, like, grow his hatred of you?
I would just, like, find the most inner city public school, something to really give them, like modern day high school out in California. I'm not even sure if that's a public school, but they've turned out so many NFL professional athletes. I mean, he's going to be a tight end. Let's face it. He's going to be like 6'6", 265, and he's probably going to run like a 4.1 40.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing you're not going to fight him then.
Yeah, he'd kill me. One punch.
Alright, so speaking of family, so I think it's been 2 weeks now since I went to the bachelor party with my brother.
Yeah.
And,
Las Vegas and Denver, huh?
Las Vegas, yeah, Denver. Definitely go back to Denver again. Vegas, I didn't lose my shorts, so that was good. I actually was up some. I don't think I'd go back anytime soon. It's not really my cup of tea.
I never got the whole Las Vegas thing. I mean,
it's basically a ginormous party, but it's a really packed party. And you, it's kind of disgusting.
Yeah, it just seems really shady.
And it wears off, for me at least. I don't know. Never been a big gambler either, though. Yeah. So, I don't know. But it's, more specifically, I want to talk about some road trip rules. I don't know. Do you guys have any queued up? Maybe you want to talk about? Like, for me, our drive through Denver, if you are in the passenger seat, you are the Swiss Army knife for the driver.
Yeah. You feed them. You hold the drink up to their mouth. Everything. Especially if you're in rush hour traffic. Come on, man.
Yeah. Definitely navigator, right?
Yeah. You have to be. If you can't work Google Maps,
yeah,
get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Get in the back seat where it's uncomfortable. You're going to be cramped. And you're probably going to have to smell some farts.
See, I pulled a really awesome move.
Oh, I know the move you pulled. But please inform all nine
See,
listeners.
See, I pulled this really cool move where I got my license suspended before we left. So the whole week we were gone, I couldn't drive.
How convenient.
So, actually by the end of the trip, I made the joke that, oh, guys, I just want to tell you I had my license the whole time. I just didn't want to drive.
Did you really do that?
No.
Oh, I was about to say.
I don't know, did I?
I don't know, did you? I wasn't there. It was not there.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, you got any, Gary? I mean, we were talking about the passenger being the Swiss Army knife for the driver. Road trip rules?
Well, I mean,
you can't pack more than one suitcase.
Yes.
Let's be real on that right now.
That's like man law, too.
Yeah, if you show up and you got more than one, I'm gonna say, like, one suitcase and one backpack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say one suitcase and one backpack is sufficient.
Any more than that? And I'm just like, bro, we ain't gonna be long that long.
And honestly, even if it was a week or a month, I'm still packing the same.
Yeah, because you can wash clothes elsewhere.
Yeah.
I know people get this thing in their mind like, okay, I'm packing clothes and I've got to take enough clothes to last me every single day.
The fuck
I'm
is like, that
what
about?
What are you talking about? There are laundromats everywhere.
Yeah, fucking, you can do laundry a few times.
Why do they call them laundromats when it's phonetically spelled laundromats?
What?
And go.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. I'm lost, dude. I'm lost.
A laundromat. It's not spelled like it should be, like L-A-U-N-D-R-I.
What's the mat part of it? I mean, that's really got my curiosity.
But when you go to what? Them, they're spelled as laundromat.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, well, you never been to a laundromat before?
No, I have. I just never paid attention to that.
Wait. Why are you pronouncing it like that?
He says that's how it's phonetically spelled.
Oh, really?
Which, yeah, I guess so.
It's spelled like laundromat, but it's pronounced laundromat.
I don't know. That's a really boring topic. And I'm really glad you brought that
sorry,
up.
Oh, sorry for just bringing up something that we were talking about. All right. So,
Gary, do you have any more? Do you have any road trip rules?
The only rule is, for a road trip, the passenger has two responsibilities. Number one, he's the navigator.
We've already covered
that. Yep.
Okay. And number two, he's in charge of the music.
No. Negative ghostwriter pattern is full on that one.
No, always.
I would say that it would first go to the driver. The
driver does not pick music.
But he can defer. Like, I think that the driver has veto power over the music.
Yeah. The driver's like the president.
Well, I don't like, I've been on a couple of road trips with Chad, and he tries to do it all by himself. Like, you know, driving down the road, going like 70 down a fucking freeway or something. Because, you know, when you take a road trip, you try to take fucking freeways and shit. And
I don't know why I take back roads.
You would too.
Why?
Well, when you got dead bodies in your car, man. I mean,
phone,
I understand.
His phone in his hand, trying to find music, answering texts and shit. Just like, no, dude. Eyes on the road, bub. That's what the fucking passenger's for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a pretty good job. Well, I mean, they did. Congratulations, guys, on switching off. And everyone did their equal part, except me.
Would you guys...
Well, you did pay for...
I paid for the rental. I would have felt a lot worse if I didn't pay for it and I didn't drive.
What'd you guys drive down there?
Dodge Caravan.
Nice.
And it was pretty nice.
With,
and
like, the TVs and shit?
No, it didn't have the TVs, but it was, like, it only had about 10,000 miles on it. And the funny thing is, the people before us really already just fucking destroyed it.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, like, there were scratches, dents, everything. And when it went to the body shop to get the little markings for where all the fucking scratches and shit are, the guy must have been having a slow day or just whatever, because he drew it in the shape of a dick. So we had the fucking drawing of a dick on the side of our car.
On
so everywhere side. Everywhere we went, people were just like, "Oh, dick car!" Like, just fucking just laughing. So that was an interesting.
Maybe they were laughing at a car full of dicks.
Maybe, I don't know.
I second that.
Motion is passed.
But no, I mean, I think everyone should, you know, do their equal part. I believe in a road trip rule. At least two people should try to stay awake. The driver, obviously.
Yeah.
And then someone else to keep him awake.
Yeah.
That never works out, though.
No.
The last road trip I was on, I drove the entire way home with three other people passed out the entire way.
Yeah. There was like a segment of time
where no one remembers.
When, like, fucking just like at the last fucking a few hours when we were driving straight through to Denver, that, like, everyone was fucking just assed out. But for the most part, people were good. Like, stayed up, fucking...
I feel like that's pretty crucial.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is.
When I remember whenever we went on vacation as a kid, it was always my mom driving. I was always in the passenger seat. And I stayed up with her to, like, talk to her and everything. Like, I was like the perfect co-pilot.
Oh wow!
I was like changing out cassette tapes and shit. You know, it was that long. That was long ago.
Yeah. What was that one commercial? I don't know what it was for. What car company it was? Where he's just like fry. And he's like putting fries in his mouth.
Yeah, you have to do that too.
You got to be willing to sacrifice.
I feel like your courtesy towards people has to be heightened also, because you're in a small space with a decent amount of people. So my thing is
no farting.
Well, no, farting's almost encouraged, really.
Sorry, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're eating fast food, it's going to happen.
And we basically made a conscious effort to just not stop. We were efficient with our stops.
You're trying to cannonball.
Like yeah.
You guys all piss at the same time.
Yes. And sometimes you got to piss in a bottle.
Yo.
I can't stop once I start going. It stings.
But no, just too. Going back to the courtesy thing. Like, I feel like when I step into...
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Dumb Dumber.
Oh.
You quote that all the time, and I've seen it, but I'm just like, meh.
Meh.
You would be.
I know. I think it's funny.
I can't even believe I let you live in my house.
It's okay.
I invited you in.
You kind of needed the money.
I had to.
Let's not get personal here, okay? Let's talk about road trips. One last thing, though. I just feel like when I step into a vehicle where there's going to be a lot of people involved, I got to be like, hey, man, you got enough leg space? Or, hey, how you feeling back there? Blah, blah, blah.
Fuck that.
Like, you can't just be like, okay, boom, like, yeah, well, in.
That also comes with, like, the choice of vehicle you take. If you're taking a fucking sedan down there, tough shit, man. There's going to be, like, you know, if you have some, like, tall person like Matt or something, he's going to get shafted no matter where he sits.
Right, but I mean, you don't want to, like, make it worse for him.
I wish I do, alternate guy-girl. Guy in the front seat, girls sitting directly behind them.
Or just no girls at all.
Well, that too, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Tomorrow, when we go to the beach, there's going to be girls involved.
Wow, you make that sound so creepy.
Not really.
Guys, there's going to be girls there.
Females involved.
Girls.
Do I have to bring anything special?
Hopefully I bring
my
box of condoms.
Let me describe the girls that are coming
tomorrow.
A whole
box.
Gonna need all of them.
For one girl is my brother's girlfriend. Out.
Yeah,
second,
twins.
Is
so it's like not even cheating.
Kyle's girlfriend. That's out. The third girl that's coming is a lesbian. That's out. Like, we need to find a single girl to go tomorrow. Just for me.
Can we do that? I believe that falls on the single guys.
How about the girl?
Damn it.
How about the girl at the shoe carnival?
The 17-year-old.
Hey, in Indiana.
Wait, what is going on? Why are we talking about?
We were at Shoe Carnival.
You're gonna incriminate
earlier,
yourself on the
and
podcast.
There's this girl just going around poking,
still incriminating,
poking like holes in boxes and stuff. And I'm like, "Is that all
with
you
condoms?
Do? Like, is that all you do all day?" She's like, "Yeah, when it's slow." She's like poking holes. She's like, "Try it."
And then she said, "Hey, here, try this one." And Gary's like, "Oh, a fresh one."
Boop.
It felt pretty good.
Freshly poked. I was like, "That's like popping or plastic wrapping bubbles." It was satisfying.
And then Matt found out that she was 17.
And then I walked away.
Okay.
She's like, oh, because she looked like she was 20. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I just thought you were older. And she's like, no, 17.
You gotta be vigilant, man. You gotta really...
But in Indiana, it's 16. So.
Like,
you gotta really pump these girls
for
information.
In a couple years.
Yep. I'll see you.
You gotta pump them for information, man, because like I said, they dress now. You have no clue, man. 16 to 22, who knows?
You know who dressed like the biggest whore? Chelsea Stemp.
Wow.
You know you're going to see her tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I know. And she's going to listen to this. She's going to laugh her ass off.
All right. I'm not going to say anything.
You really went deep with that one. Just, like, I don't know.
I think, Chelsea, you dress appropriately.
Yeah.
At all times.
Compared to bullshit.
What?
I don't know.
How many have you had to drink?
Have you been
butt-chugging beers or what?
Minute.
Who here likes to wait for stuff?
Really?
Anyone here?
Really?
Anyone here like to wait for stuff?
I feel like this is a setup for a Jerry Seinfeld
anyone
joke.
Here?
I'm still trying to, yeah.
What's with all the hop hug?
Like, so, I had a dentist appointment last, like, about 2 weeks ago, right? And I scheduled it for 5:30. Well, I saw the dentist at 6 o'clock.
Oh, man. Unprofessional.
I've been telling, I told Gary last weekend, okay, if I show up to my job a half hour late every day, I would be fired.
Yeah, but you gotta realize, in the medical professions and, like, installation professions, if you want to call it a fucking profession, They have that
It's
leeway.
A fucking scam. Like, that's what it is.
You know, I install things for
you know,
profession.
It's... Yeah, but it's like time that you don't know... Like, you don't really know how long something's going to take until you, like, show up.
I feel like the biggest scam is calling dentists doctors.
No, really? they went to school. It's a form of medical, like, procedures.
I just don't understand why
I just don't feel like
the
they
medical...
Call doctors.
I don't understand why the medical profession is exempt from common courtesy. Like, I have a time... I'll wait 5-10 minutes. Like I'm,
like I said, it's like unforeseen shit. You know, what are you gonna do? Just kick them out? Like, oh, sorry, I got a 2:30. You gotta
here's,
get the fuck
here's,
out.
Okay.
Schedule another appointment. Pay another fucking $60 to come see me.
Okay, here's what I'm talking
Somebody's
about though.
Got some gripes about this.
If you have to wait longer, I should be able to go up to the counter and be like, I'm not waiting anymore, and I should not be billed.
And then
reschedule, and then fucking leave.
No, you can reschedule. You'll just come in again, and then have to wait.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. They know they got you by the balls. Like,
I think that's part of the reason why I hate
it. It's not like, well, I'm just going to go right across the street and buy this. It's not that.
Yeah.
So the real question is, how many cavities?
I don't have any cavities, man.
I've never had a cavity.
At all? Either of you?
No.
What the fuck?
I know, right?
My mom was a fucking... dental assistant, so she was kind of anal about all the fucking...
I guess that makes sense.
Not mine. My mom had my teeth capped with some experimental shit that they don't use anymore.
Nice.
Which explains a hell of a lot.
Right? Hey, shit. Hey, shit.
I got
this
a few...
Bloody Mary is strong.
they call them seals or whatever. I had that on a few of my teeth. I don't know.
I had it done back
thing.
In the early 90s. I'm pretty sure that's the stuff Aaron Brockovich, like, sued about.
Yeah, I don't think...
I don't think that's accurate at all.
No, I'm just pulling names.
But I don't know, I just feel like you should... Yeah, okay, there's unforeseen shit sometimes, but... I just feel like if someone's coming in for a procedure, you should know how long that should take. Unless, like, something crazy happened, like his teeth just start falling out.
You gotta realize, it's like one doctor... To like,
you don't know that.
What do you mean you don't know that,
dude? I see tons of names. On
I
those
think
signs.
That there was.
On,
I think there's at least two or three dentists in my little section that I go to. Little my.
Okay, that have to deal with how many people at one time.
They have
time?
Thousands of the dental assistants that basically do the work anyway.
Yeah, but they always have to wait on the doctor too. It's like, yeah, okay, you look good now. Just I'm gonna go get the doctor. Sit here until he gets here. Like, there's
the
a lot of waiting when that happens.
I want to call him Tooth Shaman.
And what the hell is that?
Tooth Shaman.
I kind of like that.
I just don't want to call him Doctor. I don't.
It just like rolls off the
tongue. Tooth Shaman?
I don't feel like they deserve the title of Doctor.
Well, it sounds... Well,
I don't care how many years they went to school looking at your teeth. I just...
Well, they weren't looking at your teeth specifically. They were looking at lots of teeth. Yeah.
No, they're doctors, all right?
Dude,
they work on the body.
Kind of a shit job, though.
No, well, there's a lot of people that work on bodies and...
I think it's kind of a shit job, though. I mean, the mouth's supposed to be the dirtiest part of your body, right?
Besides the butthole.
I mean, that's arguable.
And that's crotchal.
And they're just, like, getting in there.
Really?
With a lot of different mouths every day.
There's some
so,
dirty
I don't know.
People out here. Some dirty
but,
birds.
I don't know. I don't know if you guys seems like you kind of don't agree with me. That's fine.
I don't.
Actually, I agree with you. I just, like, it doesn't work in our society.
It's just horrible. Like, okay, definitely the cable guy though. He's
running
that
dude
a straight
needs to
up fucking,
fucking
scam.
He doesn't show up.
No, no. Like I, when you first brought this topic up, I told you a story of like a couple months ago when I switched cable providers, and the guy came out. He didn't know what he was getting into, so he shows up and he's like, "All right, well, I did a walk around the house, walk around outside, and I realized that you need like new line ran." So they gotta wire that up on a pole or something, and then they gotta take it all the way to your house and then drill like new holes, or even if there was pre-existing ones, they have to bring it into the house, set it all up. We had fucking 3 rooms to set up, so he had to do all that shit. Like, it took him a good like 4 hours to hook me up with cable and internet.
Okay, see, then what did I rebut with that though?
Okay, like they're gonna call me. They're like, "Hey, do you have a pre-existing line ran? How the fuck am I supposed to know?"
It's a big, giant black wire that runs
yeah,
in the house.
Like, they should be able to assist you. Like, I feel like they're not... Keep putting in that extra effort.
Let me go outside and climb this pole and figure out whether or not it's actually hooked up. Because in Liberty, we had a cable line running in. We had cable lines running into every room, but it was not hooked up outside. Like, half a mile down the road. Not a half mile.
Well,
like, a block down the road is when it, like, cut off, and he didn't realize that until he got out there.
See?
I would have never known. I could have traced it up into the fucking trees and shit and be like, oh, yeah, I see a cable. Ugh. I didn't know it was fucking cut off down the road.
Comcast has tried fucking me in the past, though. And, like, let's be real. We're talking about Comcast here. Or AT&T. It really doesn't matter. They're all the same fucking shit. So, like, really. I ran, when I had my house, well, I still have it, but when I did my house down in Muncie, I put in all new fucking lines myself because it doesn't take a fucking rocket scientist. Okay? Put all this shit in, and I had the guy come out, and I was like, hey, so can you hook up to this? He starts looking at me, he's like, well, this stuff looks pretty old. I'm like, well, did you test it? Yeah, I mean, I could, but I just have to get out of this equipment. It would just be faster.
I'd have to do my job.
It would just be faster to just run new lines. I'm like, no, it wouldn't. Just test it. Hooks it up, test it, perfectly fucking fine. Because all he had to do was fucking run the fucking line. Because they bill by the job. And, like, how much time they have to put in it. So, if it's a 20-minute job, they get their minimum. Or whatever that is. So, sometimes they're just yanking your chain because they want to fucking charge you a service call. Or a service fee.
Well, you're going to get charged service fee no matter what.
True, but if they have to run...
It's not like they get paid hourly.
If they have to run more than X amount of line and do X amount of shit, they get to charge you more.
Actually, the last time, when I'm talking about, like, a couple months ago when the guy fucking ran it and shit, we didn't want, like, wireless receivers because it costs, like, an extra, like... $49 for each wireless receiver. We said, fuck per that. Month. We're going to make him run everything to every fucking room.
Yeah.
And he was, like, cool enough to me. He was just like, yeah, I don't really want to do that, so I'm just going to give you these wireless receivers for free. And I was, all right.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's like, it's up to our discretion, like, how much of a job it would be. And he's like, it's already, like, 4 o'clock. I got another fucking house to go to. It's still after this. He's like, I'll just give you these wireless receivers. Bitchin'!
Well, it's kind of like how AT&T Comcast, like, they charge you a monthly rate to have their router. Like, $5 a month or something.
Well, yeah. Or you can go out and buy your own.
Yeah. It's fucking stupid. Just give it part of the deal. Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Alright, whatever.
I guess it's just part of life.
What's
I don't know.
What's the next fucking topic? Let's go.
Alright. Is Batman a superhero?
No. No.
Can I just say something? I really don't like how we don't segue.
Fuck.
We're just like, all right, new topic. It's like, oh, we'll talk about doctors.
It's called
and
Spitballs
cable
of Fire, Gary, not
you
Segways of Fire.
And then segways. We go, is Batman? Blah, blah, blah,
segways
blah,
can
blah.
Stick their head up my ass
yeah.
and fight for air.
No one cares.
I don't give a shit.
Next topic.
What was it?
Batman is not a superhero.
Is Batman a superhero? Question mark.
Batman is super rich.
He's a vigilante.
He's very intelligent. Yeah, I agree with that, vigilante, but not a superhero. Superhero implies something that no other human could do.
It's true.
To me, that's what it implies.
Thor. The Flash. Spider-Man,
exactly.
Even.
Superman.
Boom. Boom. You're knocking them out here, people.
I mean, Bruce Wayne is an ordinary guy with extraordinary...
money.
Yeah. Lots and lots of money.
Yeah, but you don't see Bill Gates rolling around fucking taking out bad guys.
Bill Gates is saving people in the other ways.
Would you say his intellect is superhuman?
No.
All right. Well, no, thought there'd be a little more consternation there, but that's all right.
No, like, he's just he's a regular guy, man.
Speaking of terrible segues, one of my favorite words that does not get used very often, skullduggery. Moving on, what's the next topic?
Hamper.
Moist.
What is one amenity you would want to have at the airport? Going through airport security.
I've never gone through airport security.
Give me an example.
So, like, I had to throw away a bunch of mouthwash and shampoo and shit like that. Like, I want the immunity of, I can take all this, I want to be able to take all this shit.
Yeah, like, you can't carry on a fucking, like, 12-ounce bottle of shampoo, but now you can have a pocket knife, like...
It's actually 3 ounces.
Under what? Like...
3 ounces, and
well,
there's
I'm talking about, like, knives now.
Under a Gary's length penis.
Yeah, so
which
pretty
is probably
short.
Like, an inch and a half
or
something.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
I would...
With corkscrew.
Also prefer to be patted down by human hands rather than going through the body scan.
Me too.
Really?
I just like the touch.
Well, I just want to, I feel like I'm like kind of just sticking it to him. I'm like, you know what? You're going to fucking send me through this thing that is probably going to cause me a lot of radiation.
Fake my noodle.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
But they'll tell you how it doesn't cause radiation. Really? You're just scanning me with magic?
That's why I love going to get x-rays and shit. They're like, all right, we're going to put this like vest and then like scan.
And then she
this,
leaves the room.
And then they fucking get the fuck out of there.
Nah, this ain't gonna hurt.
No,
you.
We're
just gonna send high energy particles through your body.
I was talking to my girlfriend about this. She's actually X-ray tech. So,
oh, the she got some the whore dressing Chelsea step. Wow,
Gerald.
I kid.
Don't worry, Chelsea. I'll beat him up later. Yeah. So anyway,
Kyle beat someone up.
She said,
"Oh, my nipples."
She said that. It's not as powerful as a regular x-ray where they, like, pass through you. It stays in your skin, so it basically absorbs all of the radiation instead of passing through, so it's actually worse for you.
Yeah, awesome.
That makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I would just be like, nope, you come over here and you pat me down.
You touch me.
You better earn your fucking...
You touch me.
You better
you
earn
me
your $12 an hour.
I saw a video online. This guy took Viagra. And then, like, 2 hours later, like, went through the whole, like, process of going through to, like, get on a plane and stuff.
Apparently, you can get into a lot of trouble for that.
Well, I mean...
Because it's, like, it's if you do that, it's harassing them.
Dude, random boners really? Happen all the time. Physicals? Yeah. Have you ever got a fucking boner during a physical?
Nope. Actually, no, I haven't.
Well, neither have I, but... I
wow. You really backpedaled.
Funny story, though, about the airport. As we were pulling up, someone who I will not name on the bachelor party... He forgot that he had weed in his bag, and
what?
Thankfully he dumped it before.
I know
oh,
who it
man,
is.
I was
who
hoping
is.
You were going to tell me he ate it.
Huh?
That would how do you forget that you have
better.
Weed in your bag?
What?
How do you forget that?
Dude, when you're a stoner, you probably forget a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So if
I love, speaking on those terms, I have a lot of stoner friends.
No.
I love when they sit there and they're just like, yeah, you know, people think, like, stoners forget everything, but, like, we really don't. Like, I always remember shit.
And you're like, we've had this conversation 38 times.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. He's like, yeah, I don't know if I mentioned this to you. I'm like, oh, yeah, this morning, yesterday, the day before.
So if I had to pick one immunity, cocaine.
I just want to bring as much coke.
I would just fly everywhere with bags of cocaine. That's my one immunity.
That's pretty good because
I'm not
actually,
even using the shit.
You'll actually
right?
like make money
that's
on it.
That's money, bro. Straight cash.
Gary, you got anything specific you want to talk about?
Immunity wise?
Yeah.
I've never actually been through airport security or whatever because I've never flown before.
Wow. You've never flown in an
never
airplane?
Flown.
Wow.
Are you afraid of the
Do you
big
think you would be afraid
things?
Of it or not?
Of flying?
You've
never
flown anything? Like, you've never even been in a, like, a small plane? Or
mm-mm, nothing.
You've, wow. You've never been more than 100 feet off the ground?
I mean, in a building, yes.
Maybe 1,000 feet?
In a building, yes.
Wow.
But never in a plane. No, I mean, I don't like heights.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel like,
That makes sense.
I don't know. Why does that make sense to you?
Most people.
I don't, what, huh? You gotta keep going, man. I'm not picking up on it yet.
Native American, right?
Why are Native Americans afraid of heights?
No, they never had them.
You just...
Racism!
Sip. Why don't you just sip on that for a while? Stop gulping.
I'm about sipped out. I gulped too much.
All right, well, speaking of afraid of heights, let's talk about some irrational fears that we
have. Look at that! Segway!
It didn't feel good.
It felt pretty good over here.
It felt powerful.
What did I just tell you, Gary? It's spitballs of fire, not segways of fire, okay?
Whatever, man.
So my irrational fear is being pushed into a vat of cotton balls.
Yep.
I totally forgot about this conversation.
Hey, man, that's why we, you know, that's
honestly,
why I write stuff down, man.
Honestly, I know why you're uncomfortable, because I've held up cotton balls and, like, kind of squished them.
Dude, I can hear it in my head.
I can hear it in my, I don't just hear it in my head, though.
I mean, you hear
it
in my bones.
You hear everything in your head, because it's perception, but... You can feel it though, like the feeling.
No,
that's what's creepy.
That is the thing that will get me. Like if I fall in a vat, I'm kind of just like tensing up thinking about it right now.
Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus, you know.
What about a pit?
Well, it don't matter. If there's a lot of enough cotton balls to envelop my body. Like I'm like, Especially like wow. if I somehow got in there naked, like it'd be the worst.
Dude, the head
that's
of
a pretty irrational fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My irrational fear is walking up a flight of stairs after I turned all the lights off behind me. I'm like,
what?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10
Slenderman too
much. Really? So you're afraid of, like, dark rooms and...
Which is weird, because I like, rooms. Prefer, like, I have to sleep in, like, total darkness.
Right.
But, I don't know, it's just something about, like, turning the lights off and then going upstairs. I'm just like...
Now the light is on upstairs, though?
It could be.
But nothing's going on?
Nothing's going on behind me.
You just have an irrational fear that someone's out there.
I have to book it up to the stairs.
Well, I mean, I know we discussed this on Thursday, but mine has to be... I'm in a spacesuit. Somehow I get detached
from the shuttle,
and
like Matt's ever going.
And I'm just like, just like floating off into nothingness. And I know for a fact that I'm going to be alive at least for the next 10 or 12 hours in nothingness.
Yeah, and who knows how fast you're going to be going?
Oh yeah, I could be traveling 20. Well, I know a space shuttle sees the Earth's sunrise and sunset like 8 or 9 times in a day. So, and they're 24,000 miles around, so they're traveling at a pretty fucking good clip.
Don't you think something might catch you in their gravitational pull, though?
What's that?
Or, I guess you wouldn't be close enough for anything, right?
Well, if you get traveling too fast, then that's escape velocity.
Oh, okay.
So.
That would suck, like, I would be frightened if that happened to me, but that's not something I, like, think about.
Oh, I actively think about it.
I have another irrational fear.
Go for it.
Eating food that's been sitting out for more than an hour.
Really?
I won't do it. I'm like,
any food?
I like show up to a party. I'm like, oh look at this food.
Like even like fries?
No, can't do it.
Like even shrimp?
I don't eat shrimp to begin with.
What?
Even like a burger?
Can't do it. No.
Really?
When I make food, I let it sit out for, like, maybe 20 minutes, and then I have to put it away. Otherwise, it's gone, done, trash, boom.
I don't know if you'd call this an irrational fear, but my thing is, like, if it involves dairy, yogurt, or milk, if it's past the date, I'm tossing it.
Yep, I'm there, I'm right there.
I'm not that bad with that, because, I mean, yogurt and, like, most dairy products have a sell-by date, not a best buy date.
Yeah,
like
I mean, you talk about that in home economics.
Yeah,
like there's a sale.
All you gotta do is do the old fucking sniff test for milk.
See, I don't. Well, obviously, you know my hatred of milk anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it goes over the date, like fuck that, it's gone.
Get out of here, milk. Yeah. You ain't got no fucking business in this house.
No business here.
You have no control here. What's that a reference from?
No idea.
God, I think, damn, Lord of the Rings.
I think the only thing that I'm.
Oh, wait, he says you have no power here. You have no power here. In the Two Towers?
No, I know what you're talking about. You just said it all fucked up the first time through.
Oh, I'm like, sorry.
You Gary, you should be an actor.
An actor?
No, but like...
I'm just so excited to hear that, like, 3 seconds of just silence. Kyle is like, laugh, like that belly laugh. That's... right there. It's just, it's glorious and...
But, alright, so, like, what are the things that you would use past the expiration date? Mine is, like, condiments. Like, I could, you know... It's
yeah. Mustard? Dude, I've never seen anything grow on mustard.
Yeah, dude, mustard like, is...
You gotta try.
Yeah.
Because if you eat or drink too much mustard seed, you're throwing up. So if I'm throwing up, that means, like, a little tiny microbe can't like it either. Because we're both fucking on the same shit. Right? That makes sense. Kinda. Yes? No?
Hey, you guys want to talk about gender-specific cars?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Do you think that's a thing?
Toyota FJ is for women only.
What?
Dude, yes. I've seen plenty of dudes driving that.
Women only. I will stand by that.
Well, first of all, describe an FJ. Because a lot of people probably don't know.
It's like
what
a Hummer ripoff by Toyota.
Yeah, it is.
It looks like a turtle with four wheels.
I've seen a lot of.
I'll give you one like the
You can look it up.
Like, from, like, what was it, like, 99 to, like, 2010 Beetles? Volkswagen Beetles?
Yeah.
Definitely chick cars.
Yeah, you know? Dude, for women.
I saw a dude driving one. It was yellow, and the taillights had a flower pattern to it.
Dude, I wouldn't be caught dead in that car.
I believe that came stock. I don't know.
The only way I'm in a VW Beetle is if a woman is driving.
Dude, the new ones look fucking awesome.
Yeah, I like those ones look more like Kirby.
I just don't know, dude. I just don't think I could put myself in that.
All right, Mitsubishi Eclipses. Women.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Dude, that was like a very popular, like...
Women car.
Street car. Like,
yeah, people like,
Fast and Furious
souped it up and shit.
Yeah.
What about, like, Pontiac Grand Prix?
No.
No, that's kind of unisex.
No.
I feel it's unisex, but I feel like a lot of women drive that. Like, a lot of... I'm getting even more specific, but I feel like a lot of attractive women drive Pontiac Grand Prix.
Wow.
I don't know. It's just something...
You are hypothesizing...
It's just something I noticed, man.
Correlation between attractiveness
and car make. It's just something I noticed. And then...
That's a bold statement.
Fucking...
See how that works out for him, Cotton.
Ford Mustangs.
Nope. I would say chicks all around.
Old, yeah, like old middle-aged women.
Dudes and
what is up with that?
Fat and just stop.
I don't know why.
See, I think this topic has lost all merit. Now that I think about it, like, there's not really that many like gender-specific cars.
All right, how about like demographic-specific?
Oh, this could get touchy.
Just like. You had to go straight to racism, didn't you?
I didn't say racism. I said touchy.
This can get touchy. How can it get touchy?
Well, you know, if I start talking about Cutlass Supremes.
See?
And a burrito.
I have not said.
And a chicken supreme.
I have not said.
I like how you're just like, dancing around the issue. You're not going to say it, but.
I have not said.
We all know what you're thinking.
I have not said one
about.
Racist thing. On this topic.
Just by saying that you...
A color supreme.
It was
if I
touchy.
Say color supreme...
Gary, color supreme, what are you thinking of?
Not Tenacious D. I was just singing it.
But yeah, definitely middle-aged women, Mustangs. What about... Raised trucks, douchebags? Is that a demographic?
Hands down. Hands down, I got too much money to spend. I want to spend at least $100.
I don't use my truck for any real.
Yeah, I don't haul wood or do any kind of productive means.
No, it's all based on like how big your penis is.
Yeah, clearly the more raised up you have, the bigger your penis. Clearly.
No, the smaller your penis because you have to.
I love those guys because in the wintertime, they go to like Burger King parking lots and like park on the snow mounds and they're just like yeah. And they, like, go get their fucking 59-cent Whoppers. And it's like, get out of here.
That's probably all you can afford.
I didn't know
the Burger King has a 50-cent
yeah,
Whopper.
Whoa, let's back
I just, that was, like, maybe back in the 90s.
You were again,
just,
again.
You
the
had
numbers,
wishful thinking. You wish yes. A Whopper was 59 cents.
The actual
right
topic,
fuck
right?
You, I haven't
the numbers Whoppers. Wrong. The numbers are wrong.
No, my favorite is the race truck guy scenario is when... We were at college, and he'd drive through campus. music blaring.
And then
you got the douchebag cherry on top, right?
Yeah. Wow, that was dangerous as
it's
fuck.
It's the ball sack on the hitch.
Oh, man.
Have you seen that, Gary?
Or I have. Or the stripper girls on the, like, the mud flaps.
I could handle that. The ball
that's,
sack
that's
is just like
that's still kind of classy. Douchey. It's a little classy.
It's not classy at all.
Well, it started with semi trucks.
Hey,
but
Gary,
I think
Gary,
I want to start a new.
Matt
problem.
Had that on his Cobalt.
No, I didn't. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Holy shit! I'm a douchebag.
You just called Lambo out. Doors.
Hey, I at least made those.
How many people know about that?
Not
in our group of friends.
Not exactly.
Not enough women know about that. Clearly.
Ladies,
Lambo doors,
if you're
ladies,
listening to this.
Ladies, come slob on my knob because you can lift my door up instead of out.
I can customize things.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm mad. No.
You know what, Gary? That's just your go-to.
It is, and it works
whenever you're well. Whenever you're just like, whatever, and I don't know. I feel disrespected.
No, I'm mad. I'm disrespected all the time.
I don't want to get into this. We'll talk about this
easy,
later.
Easy, Alichode.
Don't turn the mic off because it just, like, it makes a noise.
He got up. He left.
I think he just really wants to make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he just wants another
he
drink.
He wants a refill.
He wanted to make it. Yeah, he
fuck
wanted,
you.
He wanted
fuck
to make
you.
It.
You're cool.
He wanted to make it think
who's
it was.
Come with me.
Was really dramatic, but really he was just needing another drink.
Oh, he's taking his phone with him.
That means nothing. You live here. Hey, man. So, podcast just got a lot better, huh?
Yeah. Well, a little bit better.
I always forget your CB handle.
It's,
King Dick?
Delta Dick.
Delta Dick. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the dick part, just not the other part.
Of course you remember the
you know
dick
I mean?
Part.
Oh. So you got a Star Wars trivia for me or what?
I do. I have one.
Let's cue it up.
Primed and ready. Hold on. Alright. Obi-Wan's rank in the Clone Wars.
General.
Ooh, I like that. General Obi-Wan.
General Kenobi.
Yep. Nicely done.
I always thought it was interesting how the Jedi shot up in rank. Like,
it's because they're badasses.
Were they, are they, I'm just thinking of, like, the normal, like, rebel guy. Like, he's, like, working his way up through the ranks. Like, he's put in his time, and then, like, a Jedi shows up. It's like, oh, you're general now. It's like, I wonder how that makes them feel.
He's just like, fucking cunt.
This fucking cunt with his
I
fucking
I put in 10 years! This guy just walks in.
This guy just walks in and becomes a fucking general.
Oh, Lieutenant Obi-Wan. Oh, you mean general.
Yeah, general.
Oh, General Obi-Wan. How feel you?
I don't know. That's always like something I think about now that probably no one else does, but
no, they do have like a ranking system for like levels of
but Jedi's are like always generals though. Like when are they not generals? Cause wasn't Skywalker a general too?
Yoda was during the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. Funny story about Star Wars. So my buddy, one of the guys who I work with, his nephew posted this thing on Facebook about how I have to get my midichlorians checked out. It's kind of a serious issue. I have to go in front of a board, blah, blah. And people were like, thought he had a serious medical condition.
And that's kind of bullshit because they only reference like midichlorians in episode one. They never say it ever again.
Well, that's a big
of
source
Wars.
Of contention, right? A lot of people didn't like how they introduced the midichlorian
right.
shit.
As, like, a reason for the Force.
It's kind of like when X-Men introduced, like, the class level of mutant.
That's another thing, like...
That didn't start till 3.
Didn't we talk about the other night, like, how... Or maybe it wasn't you and I, but, like, the X-Men origin movies? How it's only been Wolverine?
Yeah.
And that's it. He's been in, like, every single movie.
Yeah,
every X-Men
even in
movie.
First Class, he had a cameo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they should probably... I don't know. Like, we've already covered pretty thoroughly of what
yeah,
we think about...
I guess so.
The, how the trend of movies. So... are you going to see Star Wars opening
for
night?
Episode 7?
Yeah.
I'm dressing up, dude.
Are you?
You come with me. You have no choice in that.
I'll come with you. I don't know if I'll dress up, though.
Oh, come on.
What are you dressing up as?
We
should just, like, dress up really casually. Like, remember the guards at the beginning of episode 4 that were, like, had their guns trained on the door before it exploded? They were just, like, wearing, like, black vests and shirts.
Yeah.
And a helmet.
Yep.
That's what we should do. Just
some, like, random character.
just like... Hey, man, I'm fucking security guard number 3, remember?
You remember me? I had that, like, dramatic dying sequence where I just went,
Yeah.
And, like, fell down.
Yeah.
Like, dropped my gun. No, I would like to go as, like, Boba Fett. You can be my, Princess
Oh,
Leia.
Yeah, you
Come
do
on.
Wanna.
You would look real good in slave costume.
You're probably right.
And you're just, like, dragging Boba or, Jabba on your chain.
I do have nice legs, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you do. That's not a lie.
Matt, any comments on this?
I really don't think he's coming back down.
Man, that's just awesome that we just got him to leave. So is that what we're going to do from now on when he just goes on a rant? We're like, Alecho, let's pump the brakes.
Like, terminate.
And then he just leaves. Like, okay, so we're moving on topic.
What is our next topic?
I don't know. You know, what I've been experiencing as I've gotten older is time constraints. I feel like there's a lot more time constraints now in my life, and they're just going to get worse.
Look, that comes with the responsibility of growing up.
Well, I don't like it. Because, like, even when we're on the road trip, like, it's a great road trip. We had a great time. But we're always, like, under the gun. Like, all right, well, we gotta make sure to do this because we're going to leave tomorrow or we're going to do this tomorrow.
That's your own fault. Like,
no, it's not our own fault because we all have to go back to our jobs.
I understand. Oh, you mean, like, time restraint?
Yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's life.
Yeah, I guess. I just think it would be nice to go on a road trip and completely not be uninhibited about...
Just no agenda at all?
Yeah. Well, maybe not no agenda, but at least they're like, hey, we want to go to the Hoover Dam, but we'll get there whenever.
No agenda.
No agenda.
Like, fuck it, we're going to go sightseeing, we're going to see all these places on the way to our destination, which is a good idea. Like, at least have a destination, but no path to follow on the way there or the way back.
Yeah. I think it'd be pretty nice.
Yeah.
But I don't, the sad part is, like, I don't know if it'll ever happen.
I mean, that's just up to you.
It's up to whether or not I like money.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, give yourself 2 weeks and just be like, all right, well, there's this one or two things we want to do, but in between those destinations, anything goes. You don't have to limit yourself to, like, all right, well, I have exactly 1 week. I need to be here when this happens. Just, like, I know I can get all this done in 2 weeks.
That's
so
true.
Let's just fucking go. Let's just fucking do it. Whatever happens, happens. Let's stop at every fucking shitty bar on the way there.
That'd be a lot of fun, I think.
I think so, too.
Because, you know, you do a lot of freeway driving, and you don't really go to the back roads a lot.
Right.
So, how we doing on time, bud?
We're at 51 minutes.
Ooh. So you got anything you want to dig about? You want to rap about?
I'm kind of upset that Matt just, like, stormed out of here.
I was kind of upset, but I was also kind of, laughing inside.
Because now we got to hear it when we go upstairs.
About, like, how we call him Alecho?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think he's just like, you guys are douchebags, and that'll be it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I guess.
Matt doesn't seem like one to, like, hold grudges. I mean, what will happen is, like, he'll get mad, but then he'll eat a meal, and then he'll forget about it.
Okay. No, I understand. He's got celery out there with his horseradish.
I think that's the first time he's probably eaten celery.
No, he was reminiscing earlier about ants on a log.
So, what?
Oh, this brings back childhood.
Oh, yeah, the fucking peanut butter and raisins and
mm-hmm,
shit.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds. Dude, sounds. That is tasty, though.
Eh.
Peanut butter, celery, perfect scoop.
Raisins.
I can do without the raisins.
I can do
it's like trail mix, though. Dude. It's just filler.
No, I love raisins.
In trail mix?
In trail mix. Dude, the contrast from, like, the sweetness of the raisin to, like, the saltiness.
I just wish there wasn't so many. Like, there's just so many
that's
raisins.
That's, like, what makes up trail mix is, like, it's a base. It's, like, a foundation of
no. I want my foundation to be nuts and candy and then sprinkled in with raisins.
No.
When do you just eat raisins by yourself? Themselves, I should say.
That's funny, because I'll show you right now. This huge thing of raisins.
You're...
I have a container of raisins.
You're a communist.
And a container of nuts, and I open them both, and I just take handfuls of both and shove them in my mouth at the same time.
Well, that's fine, but I mean, like, you're not popping up with the raisins, just, you're not having a single raisin experience.
That's true. But I do like raisins.
Alright, so, just a side note, Matt specifically said yesterday that food and sleeping are his favorite activities, and everything else he does is filler.
I mean, that's not really hard to disagree with. Like, I do love both those things.
I know, but they're not, like, on the I don't consider them, like, the best things I do. Like, eating, maybe. Sleeping, yeah, but...
No, I'd say they're pretty high up there. They're definitely in my top five.
They're high up there, but just the way you said it was just fucking hilarious. It's just filler.
They're both things that, while you're doing them, you just can't get enough of. Like, man, I wish I could really sleep some more, or, like, I never want this cheesecake to end, ever.
No. I disagree on the food part. The sleeping part, yeah, I've had those days. But, alright guys, well, thanks for joining us again on Spitballs of Fire. We're going to try to get at you next week, and maybe Matt won't be so touchy.
Next week for sure.
Alright. Spitballs of Fire!
Later.